Our next patient, last name is James, J-A-M-E-S, first name is Richard. Initial A, date of birth 11-18-1939. Mr. James, of a present 73-year-old white male who for himself as a recommendation from his nephrologist from Pennsylvania. For continuation of care of renal insufficiency period, the patient had been evaluated by Dr. Zalem Zinziba ELE from Meadville, MEAD, via St. Victor ILLE, Pennsylvania, since November of this year period. He had problems with he has had problems with hypertension for many years, coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass grafting times 2 in 1994, and 3 stents placement 2009, coma, hyperlipidemia, and quote, borderline diabetes mellitus, unquote, period. He has a history of his smoking and asbestos exposure in the past period. He was recently started on lisinopril 5 milligrams once a day back in at the end of December this year prior to coming to the Sebring area, period. Patient denies any NSAIDs or COX-2 inhibitors, period. He said that he's not hydrating well and he's urinating a lot, period. Last serum creatinine as of the 3rd of January of this year in Highlands Regional Medical Center was at 2.60 with estimated GFR of 25.84 mL per minute. BUN was 38. That gives a BUN to creatinine ratio of 14.6. Period. Back in December 2012, his creatinine was 2012 was 1.7 with estimated GFR of 40 mL per minute. Period. In November the 1st, 2012, creatinine was up to 2.1 with estimated GFR of 31 mL per minute. Period. Patient's serum creatinine is oscillating. His nephrologist accurately asked him to call him and ask him to be seen by a nephrologist as soon as possible, period. Patient is here today for initial evaluation accompanied by his wife, period, denies the chest pain, shortness of breath. Well, pardon me, denies chest pain, that he said he has shortness of breath after a few minutes walking on distances. Feels tired and has some back pain, which is chronic. Period, has frequency, no dysuria, occasional nocturia, no gross hematuria, period. Assessment points, number one, renal insufficiency period as of to December the 10th, pardon me, as of to January the 1st, the 3rd, I'm sorry, let me get the page to January the 3rd, 2013, creatinine is up to 2.60 with a BUN of 38. Period. Looks like the baseline is around 1.7 as per review of the electronic medical records kindly provided by Dr. Zalem. Period. Urine analysis done by me in office showed a pH of 6.0, specifically up to 10:30, trace to 1 plus protein, and large glucose. Period. Sediment was with fine granular cast, mixed cell cast, no RBC cast. Period, there was 1 to 2 WBCs and 1 to 2 RBCs which were normal morphic, period. Period, I discussed this with the patient, period. Several factors are affecting the, I believe that there is the acute rise in the serum creatinine is multifactorial, including medications. Period, I'm going to stop fenofibrate, lisinopril, and hydrochlorothiazide. Period. Also, will the patient may the urine is very concentrated and you may be dehydrating because of the large amount of glucose. Period. serum glucose back in November, in January 3rd, 2013, was 170. Back in November the 1st was 207, and in December the 10th was 252, as per blood test. Period. The patient's diabetic and needs to be treated. Period. Advice about diabetic diet. Period. I'm gonna order a workup, and he's gonna check his renal function test. In 2 weeks from now. Period. Continue to avoid NSAIDs and COX-2 inhibitors. Period. Into clinic in a month. Number two, hyperglycemia / the newly diagnosed diabetes mellitus. Period. This is like type 2. Period. Check hemoglobin A1C. Period. Advised the patient. Period. Gave samples of Januvia, 15 milligrams once a day in the mornings. Period. He has already an acute check, and he's gonna check his blood sugars in the mornings and before breakfast and the evenings before dinner. I'm bringing it over for me to review. Number two, hypertension. Period. Since I'm stopping lisinopril and hydrochlorothiazide, I am going to add hydralazine 25 milligrams POBID to the metoprolol and to the amlodipine. Period. Do a blood pressure check. Do a blood pressure log for me to check. Period. Next, coronary artery disease. Period. Symptomatic this time. Next, hyperlipidemia. Period. Since I'm stopping phenofibrate, I will check lipid profile in a fasting manner to evaluate triglycerides. Please advise about diet. Period. Next, history of exposure to asbestos and history of heavy smoking in the past. Period. Thank you very much. End of dictation. We'll send a copy of this to Dr. Zelen, Zelen, at Midville Medical Center. Pennsylvania. Period. This is 18201 Conneaut, Conneaut Lake Road, Midville, Pennsylvania 16335. The fax number is 814-333-5067. Thank you. End of dictation.